what I'd heard since I was a little kid was absolutely true. You can't outrun that. Even if you wanted to, you can't outrun it. So I've been knowing Jesus as he is ever since.
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on August 6, 2025, and is titled Character and Hope. So grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
I hadn't had to take somebody else's version of who Jesus is. In fact, it really upsets me when people pretend to know a lot about the Jesus I know, and you hear out of their voice, you hear out of their mouth things that just aren't true. And I know because I know him. And once you know him, you can't unknow him. It's impossible for me to deny Christ. I guess I could get crazy enough someday to tell him that I just didn't want to fool with him anymore. But I could never be a non-believer because I know him. I want to encourage you with that today. We've got to know him. The only way the prayer works is you got to know him. Know him enough to hear him. Trust him enough to get up and say, hey, all you people come up here. Or just sit on your own backyard one day. And know him good enough that hear his voice sitting out there one day and he said, 25 years ago, I told you, that guy didn't tell you, I told you I was going to heal your eyes. I believe you, Lord. I don't even know how long it's going to take. I'm just going to
walk it out.
He says right here, he died for us. How much more then? Having now been justified by his blood, shall we be saved from wrath through him? For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled. When we were enemies of God, we were brought into harmony with God through the blood of Jesus. How much more, as an enemy, if we're reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. How much more will we be saved through his life? One of the things that I think has happened over time was we used to preach heaven and hell. There's a lot of people like that old fire and brimstone preaching because if you can't get them into heaven, at least you'll scare a hell out of them. So we've preached the crucifixion. We've preached the blood. We've told people that if you believe in Jesus, you can go to heaven. I'm not going to be saved in my death if I'm not saved in my life. How much more will my life be saved through his life, through his resurrection, the power of the resurrection? This is why over time I don't even have to celebrate his resurrection. I live it. The resurrected power of God is in me. That doesn't make me special. That doesn't make me any. I'm still human. I'm still a jughead sometimes. I'm still a little bit ornery. I still say stuff I shouldn't say. I'm a mess. But I'm standing in his grace. Because the power to live has been given to me by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. Not by might, says the Lord, but by my Spirit. Yet we have whole tribes of people who blaspheme the Holy Spirit every week. lie about the Holy Ghost because none of them know him. If you're lying about the Holy Ghost, you're lying about Jesus. So apparently you don't know him either. But the power to live. The power to live will bring you joy. Even in the tribulations. The power of God that's in you will let you stand with your neighbor or your friend and pray with them and hold their hand and call on the God that you know and help them walk through their deal. The power of God that's in you will let you be the glasses for somebody that can't see in the dark until they can. The power of God never told you you had to be part of an organization or a ministry or anything else. The power of God gave you the right to be the child of God. That's it. So wherever you place your foot, wherever you go, whatever you do, the anointing of God is within you and upon you. The power of God is ever present. His ability to teach, speak, prophesy, work miracles, signs, and wonders, all the above, is fully available all day, every day. There's not one day that's holier than another. There's not a place on earth holier than another. And only the people who can see Mount Zion know that. Everybody else has been tricked. Everybody else has been wearing somebody's glasses. I'm telling you today, take your glasses off. Not those, Roy. You got to drive home. Leave them on. Yeah. Holy moly, we'll have to call the law. Get an ambulance ready. Roy just left out here without his glasses. Oh, he's your ride. Sweetheart, I'll call you an Uber. But really, do you have a clear view of the kingdom of God because you've been justified by the blood and you've been raised up in the resurrection of life? He bled for your sin, your mistakes and mine, to raise it up, to bring glory in our everyday lives. Glory of God. What God told me to do tonight wasn't because we were having church. I don't believe in that. We came together because we're interested in God and we're interested in the Word of God. We're interested in each other. So we take time out of our day to come together and do some things. And while I was sitting there and the Murphs were up there singing, I don't even remember what songs we were singing. I was just listening to my Father in heaven who said, there's some people that you could pat them on the back and tell them they can do this. There's some people you could pray for. There's some ways you can exercise the word that I've given you all these years over and over and over again. Lay your hands on them, anoint them with oil, talk to them and talk to me about them. And I'll do that tonight. Let's do that before we get started doing anything else. You're liable to get carried away and we'll never get anything else done. See, my Father in heaven knows me. You're liable to chase rabbits and run all over the place and forget what you're doing. Get them up here right now before you screw this up. Get them up there. I said, okay, I will. I'm glad you came tonight. Glad you come right up here on the front row. Do you need healing? Yeah, kind of thought so. It's kind of funny. The one who doesn't come in here hadn't been in here for a long time. You've been in here before. Hadn't been here for a long time. Need something from the Lord. Came and sat at the front. Huh. Wonder how that works. Just saying. I think I'm done for the night. I hope both of y'all have had as much fun as I have. Learned a lot tonight again. Dadgum. I learned a lot from Curtis last week. I learned a lot from the Lord over here this week. Are y'all learning anything? Good. Good. Then start being glasses for somebody else. Start being the one who pats them on the back and says, come on, you got this. Let's do this. Let's don't do this as Mule Shoe Fellowship. Let's do this as God's kids. That our Father, our Heavenly Father, would nudge us along. Say, hey, come on. Come on. You got a big mouth. Try this. Yeah. You ever had God tell you that? I have. He said, boy, you got a big mouth. You try it. Yeah. Don't let your bulldog mouth overload your chihuahua hind end. Now get in there, boy. Yeah. Yeah, that's my father. He knows me good. He knows me real good. I love him, too. How about y'all? You know he's going to get us through this. You know he's going to bless a lot of us with a good long life. He's going to let a lot of us live life to the full that we want, as full as we want. How full do you want it? All to his glory. So, let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. The most powerful two words of prayer. Thank you, Jesus. That's all I got. And that's enough. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.